Good morning. Please turn to the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis. The 16th chapter of the book of Genesis. And we'll begin our reading in Genesis 16, verse 1. Now, Sarai, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleases thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall be numbered, for it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seest me? Wherefore the well was called Beer Laharoi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abraham a son, and Abraham called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. That's amazing. And Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that this will be a help to someone. Forgive me of my sins and all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Many people in the world today are experiencing mistreatment, stress, and heartache. Perhaps you, beloved, have been mistreated by your own husband, your boyfriend, got pregnant by him, and kicked out of the house. And you don't even know where you're going to go. You're out in the streets crying, wondering who's going to help and consider your problems. Your child, you might be a child listening to this program, and your drunk, abusive dad kicked you out of the house. And it happens, and you don't know where you're going to go. You don't know who's going to take care of you. You're not even sure if anyone cares. And now you're in the streets wondering, where are you going to go? But praise God that the Lord sees your affliction. And if you're willing today, cry unto God for help and ask him to save you, and he will help you. Such one was definitely Hagar, as I'm going through this introduction. She was used because Sarah and Abraham, up until this point, it had been 10 years since God promised him a son through Sarai. And Sarai, in verse 2, lacking faith in God's promises, said, Take my maid Hagar to wife, and I'll have a child by Hagar. And Abraham listened. Hagar conceived, and then she despised Sarai. Now, why is that? The thing is with you know, women compete with each other. I've seen it many times. So in her eyes, in her mind, she's like, well, you know, I'm Abraham's wife now too. And it looks like I'm more important than you, Sarai, because I can get pregnant and you can't. Okay? So it was a pride issue. She got prideful towards Sarai. And Sarai, because of that, dealt very harshly with her. So hard. And she fled. Okay? And we'll get more into that in a second. But like I said, if you're listening to this program and dealing with heartaches and you don't know who's going to take care of you, may I remind you from the scripture that the Lord sees your affliction and your mistreatment. Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalms 86:15, "For those who don't have a father," maybe your father passed away, you don't have a mother. Look at this verse in Psalms 86:15. "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth." We have a compassionate God. Psalm 68:5. "This is for you, child, whose father is not a father to you at all." Or maybe you don't have a father. "A father of the fatherless." That's talking about God. "And a judge of the widows." If you lost your husband, the Lord sees your heartache. And the judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. I want you to observe the first point of this sermon, used and afflicted. Let's read verses 2 through 6. "And Sarai said unto Abraham, Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened unto the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abraham, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleases thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face." I'm going to read that last portion. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. Okay, so we're still under point number one, used and afflicted. So she was used to give Abraham a child. Okay, that's why she got married to Abraham in this instance. She was used to give Abraham a child, which shows a lack of faith from Sarah and Abraham. Because up until this point, it has been about 10 years since God promised to Abraham a son through Sarai. So their faith is lacking. But hey, let's remind ourselves that God, when he promises something, he's going to do it regardless of how long it takes. The Bible says, "I am the Lord, I change not." The Bible also says, I didn't plan this, I should have gotten it before preaching this. But the Bible says, "God is that a man that he should lie." Okay? So when God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And sometimes when God takes a while to do it, he's testing our faith. Okay? So who knows? That could have been us, guys. You know, like, oh man, it's been 10 years. I guess God forgot. Okay? And God doesn't forget. Okay? Let's continue. I made a typo here. She despised Sarai because, you know, again, you know, sometimes women can compete with each other. Hagar got a bit prideful, you know, say, oh, I got pregnant. You can't get pregnant, Sarai. I'm more valuable than you. Okay. And because of that, she was mistreated and afflicted. Okay. She was not at that time considered by Abraham. I'm talking, Abraham didn't really seem to care as to what was happening to her. And we can see that in verse 6 that I just read. It says, but Abraham said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do unto her that pleases thee. Okay? So no one really cared for her at this moment. Okay? God sees her trouble. That's verse 7. Okay? Look with me here. Point number 2. No, actually, I'm jumping ahead. These are just little points I have in my notes here. God sees her trouble, verse 7, and the angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. So God sees her trouble. Jesus visits Hagar in verses 7 through 11. I'll read just a little bit of portions of this. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence comest thou? Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? Now, God already knows. God knows all things. But God wants to have a conversation with this woman. And God says, and whither wilt thou go? He's saying, hey, where are you coming from? Where are you going to go? What's going on? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarah. Could you imagine that? She's crying. She doesn't know where to go. She's at a loss. She's with child. She's thinking, who's going to take care of her? And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. Because, hey, these are the only people that can take care of her. Okay? And, you know, Hagar got prideful. And that's why she got mistreated like that. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly. And that shall be, and shall not be numbered for a multitude. Okay? And look at the blessing here. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and thou shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Ishmael means God sees me, or God hears me. God saw that this woman was mistreated. She needed help. She was in a helpless state. And with compassion, remember, I read at the beginning of this program, Psalms 86:15. God is full of compassion. And he looked on her and said, I'm going to bless you. I heard your affliction. Go back to Sarah. Everything's going to be fine. And I'm going to bless your descendants. That's the God we serve. And beloved, I'm here to tell you that regardless of what you're going through, God sees your affliction. God sees your mistreatment. Hey, you might be in bondage to sin. You've been deceived that liquor is a good thing. And now you're addicted to alcoholic beverages. You might have been tricked to do drugs, and now you're in bondage to drugs. But God sees your affliction, and God wants to get you out of that. More on that as we preach this message. And then we see Hagar was blessed. I just mentioned that in verse 11, how she's going to have a son named Ishmael. And Ishmael means God hears. And it's so cool. I don't really... in verse 15, Abraham named her son Ishmael like that. That's just so awesome. Okay, so point number two, and I want you to pay attention to this point here. Astonished by the undeserved help. Astonished by the undeserved help. In Genesis, let's start in verse 12. And he will be a wild man. Now, in verse 12, if you read that, and if you're wondering what that means, that's talking about the Arabs. Arabs are Muslims. They're doing all the terrorism. Islam spread throughout the whole world. If you want to study that, read Psalms 120. That's for a different sermon. Verse 13. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. Okay, she's like, wow. She calls upon the name of the Lord and she looks. But by the way, let me stop here. Who is this angel of the Lord in verse 9? And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to that mistress. And then in verse 10, it says, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed. Look at the authoritative speech of this angel of the Lord. Well, this is none other than Jesus Christ. You see, in the Old Testament, an angel identified as the angel of the Lord in verse 7, or the angel of God in Genesis 21:17. The angel of his presence in Isaiah 63:9, or the messenger of the covenant, Malachi 3:1, appeared to individuals. A closer look at the context of his appearance reveals that he is more than just an angel. He is God. Okay? The expression This expression usually signifies a pre-carnate appearance of Christ and is sometimes called a Christophany, meaning the visible and bodily manifestation of God, of God the Son, before his birth through the Virgin Mary. Isn't that amazing? And you see that throughout the Bible, where God appears to people in a theophany. There's a lot of them. I'll mention a few. Hagar right here, or Genesis 24:14, when he appears to Abraham, or when he has dinner with Abraham. Gideon in Judges chapter 6 verses 22. Manoah in Judges chapter 13 verse 18. Those are just a few, but there's many examples of this. So this is Jesus Christ. He comes to this woman and blesses her. I'm jumping ahead, but I can't help it. But Jesus Christ was sent by his Father, God, to this planet to die on the cross for our sins. He saw that we're in a helpless state. We're in bondage to sin, and sin is going to take us to hell if we don't fix it. Many years ago, I realized that I was a sinner on the way to hell, and that Jesus came to this world and he saw me. He thought of me on the cross and said, you know what? I'm going to die on the cross for Darian Mortley. I'm going to shed my blood on the cross for his sins. And it came to a point in my life that I believe that Jesus Christ paid for all my sins on the cross with his blood. And I called upon the name of the Lord to be saved. And I said, Jesus, save me. Save me and take me home to heaven when I die. That's the same Jesus that died on the cross for our sins. And that's the same Jesus that appeared to Hagar to bless her and consider all her troubles. The Bible says, cast your care upon him, for he cares for you. Cast your troubles upon him. Amen. That's a blessing to me. So number two, astonished by the undeserved help. And she says in verse 13, and she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. She's saying, you're caring for someone like me. You're considering all my troubles and you're blessing me. For she said, here's the question she asked. Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? She's saying, I never considered God before. God wasn't even a thought in my life. I was doing my own thing. I was living in sin. I never looked upon God. But yet God considers me. And Hagar never considered God. She never served God, but yet the Lord came when she needed help. This amazed Hagar. This astonished Hagar. And she called upon the name of the Lord. And you know, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hey, ask Jesus to save you. Beloved, you might be Hagar. You see, I mentioned it before. That's why I keep jumping ahead. God sent his only son to the world because he saw the state we were in. Mankind is in sin. You know, in the Bible, in the book of John, it mentions how if we do sin, we are a servant to sin. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's John 8:34. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant to sin. Hey, you couldn't help it. You sin and you're having sex and fornication, all this kinds of stuff. You couldn't get out of it. God saw that and he sent his son to die on the cross for your sins and to give you the comforter, the Holy Spirit, to come inside of you and help you and free you from the bondage of sin. Mankind today are in sin and on the way to hell. You know, Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you don't get that fixed, there's a payment for your sin. It says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin afflicted us, and the only way out of that bondage of sin is that we ask Jesus to save us. God paid for our sins on the cross. I'll read this, Hebrews 9:22, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. Jesus died and rose again, and he extended his kindness to you, which is the gift of salvation. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, And that's talking about perishing in hell, but have everlasting life. Why did God do this to this woman that, you know, considered this woman Hagar? It's because God loves you and I. God cared for Hagar and considered her. Hey, if you listen to this, God cares for you. That's why God seeks you. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to his word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In Luke 19:10, it says, for the Son of Man, that's talking about Jesus, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why God came to Hagar. She was afflicted, she was mistreated, she was abused, and came to her. And that's why Hagar was astounded. She said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? You know, and that's such a wonderful question she asks. Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? The fact of the matter is, beloved, you don't have to do anything to attain salvation or get God's attention. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. John chapter 1, I think it's verse 29. But I know it's in John chapter 1. It says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the whole world. And guess what? You don't have to take away your own sin, because you can't. You don't have to try to get saved by your own power, because the Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is believing in God and asking him to save you. Will you today, if you're like Hagar and going through affliction and heartache, not knowing where to go, would you today get on your knees and bow your head and close your eyes and ask Jesus to save you today? Because Jesus Christ cares for you. The same Jesus that cared for Hagar cares and considers your issues and wants to save you today. So ask Jesus to save you. Just say, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that my sins will take me to hell. But I know, Jesus, that you washed all my sins away on the cross with your blood. And all I have to do is ask you for salvation. Please save me and take me home to heaven when I die. If you believe that with all your heart, you're saved. And all I have to say is, which is the title of the message, and I didn't give it at the beginning, I don't believe. The title is, The Lord Considers the Brokenhearted. Amen. I hope this was a blessing to you. If you want to contact us, I believe our email is on the profile of Podbean. I don't know what application that you're using, but you can also email us at fireshutupinmybones1@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.